he actually had Nigel wide open, and that's what I was seeing and hoping. You know, you're sitting there watching, and you're like, you know, the first thing coming to my mind is call timeout, but he's also got a you know, kind of a little bit of a break and advantage, and, you know, just he had a great game. He just didn't make the right read down the stretch, but he gave us a lot of plays that allowed us to be there at the end.
I had total tunnel vision. I'm thinking down two, get to the basket, get a layup, or get fouled. I only saw Niang and a couple of people trailing back for Iowa State. So in my mind, I'm thinking get to the basket. He don't really want to foul. He has four fouls. At the last minute, I heard Nigel yell my name, and then I looked and tried to pass it to him when I brought it around, and I lost the ball. But I just had tunnel vision, so I had predetermined thoughts, so it wasn't going to work out. If I would have just been a little bit more patient, it probably would have worked out, and Nigel would have had an open shot.